talking about the Guardians and the current state of affairs after the Alex Cobb injury today. In case you're just joining us, Kyle placed on the 15-day IL with the fractured nail that he's got going on, which is it's
a big deal, man. Yeah,
it is a big deal.
Can we get him like a manicure?
Yeah, you want to take him to the nail salon and see if we can put a fake one on, and maybe that has
it
all work?
That's my thought.
It's not a bad thought. I've heard worse thoughts. It's not a bad thought. Why? Wait, can we play with fake fingernails?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't it work, right? You got to grip it, obviously, but if you get that down, it's just a fingernail.
I mean, look at Amari Cooper's fingernails.
Wasn't that the Ken question?
Yeah.
How do you answer that question? I don't remember how he answered it. I remember it being a big topic, but I don't remember how he answered it.
I don't remember either.
That's fine. Based off of Amari Cooper and his answers.
I think it was very, very like, he was like humble about it. He was like,
He just stopped and was like, you have really nice fingernails, right? A complete non sequitur, complete everything.
She's going to find it.
Okay, I need to hear it. It's been like a year since I've heard it.
Searching and all these things.
Okay. So yeah, we're dealing with a fingernail problem with Alex Cobb. And we're dealing right now with the Guardians team that's got a big problem in general. Like Tom Withers brought up the Rangers from last year. It's like, that's great. I'd love to bring up the Rangers as an example that anybody can win it. But the Rangers, when they acquired Max Scherzer and when they acquired Jordan Montgomery, Dustin, pitched like 31 postseason innings last year and was awesome. And they acquired him at the deadline with the idea that they needed some pitching help. And it's like, well, all right, let's reward the teams that make themselves better. All right, why is it that we're looking at this Guardians team for what their record is as opposed to what they've been for the previous 2 months? That's the big problem and the big issue I have right now. June 15th to right now today, Dustin, do you know what the Guardians' record is? I mean, top of your head, that'd be an insane thing if you actually
15th?
Pulled that off.
No,
June
no
15th.
No
what
idea.
Is that, 2 months of baseball? That's a little over 2 months of baseball that we can pull from, right? That's not a small sample size. That's not just me grabbing for things. They're a game under 500. The 2 months of baseball. The Twins in that stretch have the fourth best record in all baseball. They're 32-22. Meanwhile, the Guardians are 28-29 in that stretch. And I don't bring that up to go ahead and deflate anybody's good time. I just bring it up because at some point, we have to accept that this team is not the team that was supposed to win 107 games. And everywhere you look in this roster, it's a deeply flawed baseball team. And the problem I had when everyone was approaching the deadline is they were looking at this team as if everything was going to be hunky-dory and awesome, and then also we were going to have pitching problems. It was like the bullpen remained the best bullpen in baseball by far, and the offense that had completely outperformed what anyone's expectations were would continue to outperform the expectations, and then we could get to a spot where it'd be a roll of the dice with the pitching. Well, it turns out the bullpen is shakier than we thought it was, despite Class A being one of the best, if not the best, closer in baseball. And, you know, the hitting outside of Jose Ramirez has been pretty dreadful, all things considered. And I don't mean to make it sound mean or anything,
but it's
just the reality.
So are you lowering your expectation for this
team?
Yeah,
I mean, but you guys heard me at the deadline, though. I was the guy that called it a day of disappointment.
I do remember that,
and then got told I was a feckless loser because of it. Like, I mean, that's just, it's fine. Sorry I wanted more for this season. You know, sorry I looked at this team and said maybe make some deals because this team is flawed. And I think most people that know baseball understand that regression was bound to hit this team in some sort of big fashion. And the team that was projected to win 80 games was probably not going to win 107. But the past 2 months.
Are we going to win the division?
I don't know. I think people are already starting to maybe readjust their expectations off of that. Like, it's not the end of the world if they don't win the division and the Twins end up taking it. Because look at what the Twins have done. In the previous 2 months of baseball, they're 10 games over 500. Only the Padres, Diamondbacks, and Astros have a better record in the previous 2 months of baseball. They're playing good ball. They deserve to be in the conversation for the AL Central. Of course they do. Guardians are just kind of existing right now. Deeply flawed baseball team that is just kind of existing.
Yeah, I mean, like the last couple of weeks specifically, I don't know which team's going to show up. I don't know what we're going to get. Like early in the season, I felt like every time the Guardians were even down a couple of runs, like late, even maybe in the sixth or seventh inning, like they had a chance to come back. Like right now, they get down early in the game, I just feel like it's over.
Yeah, well, and that's because you have no more belief in the offense. That's the big, you just have no belief in the offense. And I go to that June 15th date. I go to it pretty consistently because it's just a nice 2 months away, and it was what it was. And I was looking at some of the team stats for the Guardians based off of like where they rate across baseball from June 15th. And I'm taking the I'm taking the pitching side of it completely out of the equation. Even though the pitching was the bulk of my frustration at the time, I think we all recognized that there was going to be some regression when it came to Stephen Kwan not being able to hit 400 for the entire season. You're going to have Josh Naylor have some regression. You're going to have all these guys have some regression. Pick a stat that you like the most, Dustin. Batting average since June 15th, they're 24th in baseball. Slugging percentage, they're 24th in baseball. What do you want more like? RBIs, they're 23rd in baseball. Anywhere you slice it and dice it, offensively this team in the past 2 months, this correlates with why their record is a game under 500 in the past 2 months of play, just hasn't been able to be up to snuff.
I don't know if they're going to win the division.
You're right to question that.
I don't know if they're going to make the wild card. They should make the wild card.
They probably will make the wild card, but that's the stupid thing about this. So I can yell about this team, and I can show my frustration about this team, and I can tell you about how all these things are true, and the way baseball is set up, sometimes they reward teams that don't make the right call. Sometimes they reward teams that are just, you know, maybe this team gets hot. Maybe this team, all of a sudden, the core tenets of this team that for the first 2 months of the season were awesome, maybe they all collectively bounce back and get awesome again, and then we just ride the wave. Like, that's what baseball offers. And anybody that wants to bury their head in the sand right now and not see what's going on, you could be like, oh, Jonathan was way wrong about this team. They ended up being a great team that went far in the postseason, because that's what baseball offers up. Baseball
offers
up.
They're not abnormal. They're just perfect. Fantastic.
I was again talking about Amari Cooper's fingernails. That was the thing. Yeah. Well, Alex Cobb's fingernails are pretty... they're pretty abnormal right now. They're a little messed up.
Your fingernails are perfect.
Oh.
If you had perfect fingernails.
He had another follow-up. It was, I think, funnier.
I'm clearly frustrated with the Guardians, Dustin. And I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-092. Have you adjusted your expectations? Or you just want to live in this pie-in-the-sky logic where it's like, hey, they were fun for the first couple months, and then we'll see how this season goes. Like, one of the big complaints I kept hearing back was, I just want to have fun with this team. This is the team I enjoy to watch. They're just a bunch of fun, and that's all I can deal with. Is this fun for you guys right now? Going up against a team that's 20 games over 500, and you take the weekend and have zero offense, and you got a Saturday night Fox primetime game. The networks answered the call. You complain about never being national. You got a national primetime, big Fox on the call, all these big broadcasters attached to it and everything, and you laid an egg. You laid an egg. It's sad.
You think people are like, because people are quiet right now. I don't see a lot of tweets
about
the Guardians. They're
quiet. They are quiet. Well, I don't know if they're quiet because they know that I'm right, or if they're quiet because they want to sit back and say, well, we got the Yankees coming up, and then watch them sweep the Yankees, and then everyone will be back to, hey, things are going great and things are awesome. But it doesn't fix the problems. Why do you think people are quiet right now?
Because they're nervous.
Some of the realities are maybe sinking in to what this team is. And for a lot of the people that spent a month and a half telling us that everything was awesome, like the Lego movie, like everything is awesome, all of a sudden we'll turn around and just say, well, we're on to football season now. You know, we don't need to dissect and figure out what happened with the autopsy of this season. We're on to football season, and that's okay. All right, fine. I'll be the one still watching the games, okay? I'll be the one still taking this whole thing in. Like, baseball is a hard sport, but baseball is pretty obvious when you look and see players that are outperforming their expectations. You were Looney Tunes if you thought Schneeman was going to be as good as he was. You're Looney Tunes if you thought David Fry was going to slug 550 for the entire season. That's not how this works. You know, like baseball's got a pretty standard set of rules that are attached to it when it comes to people taking massive leaps of production. Stephen Kwan, another one of those. Stephen Kwan last year wasn't God's gift to baseball. This year he starts off, he's hitting nearly 400. Everyone just played with the idea that he was going to be hitting near 400 for the entire season for some unknown reason. Now he's hitting 314, and it's like, yeah, unless he's Brady Anderson taking steroids, this is how this was always going to go down.
Right.
Like, unless you're just blatantly cheating in the sport, you don't get to raise it up by 100 points average on base percentage and slugging percentage and expect that to last. And then you pull up the numbers and you look at the Guardians hitters since that June 15 mark that I like so much. And everyone not named Jose Ramirez has basically been a nothing burger. Like, that's the reality of it all. Will Brennan, technically in that stretch, is the second highest batting average of every player involved. And I'm using batting average, which is very basic. I get that and understand that. But it's just easy to digest for some people. It's tough. They're in a tough spot. I hope they kill the Yankees. I hope they destroy the Yankees. I hope we get the confidence back. But I just, if they end up losing the series to the Yankees, or they continue this play where they just get swept, and it seems like we're up a creek without a paddle, maybe we'll just have crickets. I don't know. Maybe people will be on to football season. We can talk about an offensive tackle situation, and we can sweep all the rhetoric under the rug. That's fine. But, then people like me who looked like jerks a month ago telling you guys the truth of this team has to sit there and have no response back to it when everything I said was going to happen 100%
happened. Is this like a where JP was right?
I mean, everything I said that was going to happen exactly happened. I don't know how it isn't a where JP was right.
I'm kidding.
Hey, next segment we can do where JP was wrong, and that might take us to the end of the show. But for this segment alone right here, yeah. I called it a day of disappointment when they didn't do anything at the deadline, because everyone that watches baseball understood what was bound to happen to this team. You were going to have a boomerang effect with a lot of these players, and you're going to be in a situation where the bullpen was not going to be able to be as great as it was for the entire rest of the season. The hitting was going to come back down to earth. Of course it was. And the starting pitching was going to remain problematic. And now you get the news with Alex Cobb. All right, you took two shots, and Matthew Boyd happened before the deadline, but you took two shots before the deadline. Alex Cobb, shot one, gone. 15-day IL, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'm not expecting you any other stretch of the way. So now we're relying on Matthew Boyd, who I think is pitching against the Yankees tomorrow night.
He is.
A left-hander I got no faith, no belief in. The Detroit Tigers gave up on Matthew Boyd, but all of a sudden he's going to come here and be great? All right, good luck. Good luck. I'm rooting for you. But again, people won't care because we'll be on to football season by that point. And everyone that says they're having the greatest time with the Guardians are going to use the Guardians for exactly what you used the Guardians for the first 2 months of the season, which was a good time. You used them for that. It's like the $10 you found in the pocket of your jeans. You're like, I just spend this on whatever. They're my good time. And when they're no longer a good time, then we'll just, go to the Browns and not worry about it. Okay. Great. It's maddening to me. 216-474-0092. Oh, yeah, but it's maddening because I watch these games. It's maddening because I'm a big baseball fan. Baseball's my favorite sport. I care about this. I want them to do well, hence why I wanted them to go ahead and make deals. This was not rocket science. If this happened in any other team in this city, we would absolutely destroy them. And we sat back and we're all complicit in it for the most part. We just sat back and said, okay, fine. We're here for, because they started off to such a good start that they'll just be fine coasting. Okay. Maybe the offense will rebound, and maybe Matthew Boyd can turn into, Pedro Martinez in his prime. But even then, it doesn't fix any issues that you really have with the starting pitching. All right, that felt like one good complaint fest.
You feel better?
I've just never seen fingernails so perfect in my life. I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen fingernails so nice.
I haven't either. The salon business seems like a good business to get into, though. I always tell people, I'm like, I think glass is a good business to get into. People always break glass. It feels like you can never have a bad time with glass. As far as like people paying money for glass, the nail salon business is a pretty good business.
I've always said the funeral home business is the best.
Well, people do consistently
people
die.
People are not going to stop dying.
People do consistently die. Although, maybe like 100 years. I think we're very close. I think we just missed it by like 100 years from you being able to call your own shot and what age you die. I think we were knocking on the doorstep of it. I think we just missed it as a collective. 216-474-0092. Have you changed your expectations for the Guardians? And the fact that you're sitting here, Dustin, and you're saying, well, maybe we don't win the Central, but maybe we win the wild card, that means you are just as complicit in the conversation as well. Because then you have adjusted the fact that we had a 9-game lead a month ago in the AL Central to now just everything is awesome. And if we make it, we make it. And if not, it is what it is. We'll just be on to football season.
Well, the other thing too, JP, they're playing the Yankees this week. And it's always a bright spot if you can find a way to win that series or just beat the Yankees like tomorrow to make us all feel better.
For sure.
They get swept by the Yankees.
What are we going to do? The same reaction we had when they lost 7 straight games?
No, we're
going to
do nothing. We're going to sit here and just pout.
That's it. That's all we're going to do. That's all we're going to do. 216-474-0092. Your phone calls on this and more when we come on back. Have you changed your expectations for the Guardians after the recent sweep by the Brewers?